Welcome to Head Games Radio, live from the FBR Open, the most popular golf tournament in the world. We're at the Protégé Sports tent. Protégé Sports is the first global internet sports coaching company. If you go to protégésportsinc.com, you'll see it's an amazing new online teaching tool that links the user directly with professional players and coaches to improve their game in whatever sport. And our dream is that people can connect with the coaching wisdom of somebody that is destined for the Hall of Fame, like Dick Vermeil. How are you, Dick?
I'm doing fine, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. You know, I just think it's so important for people to get to be exposed to your insight into performance, not only on the field but off. That's the nature of this show. But obviously, it's Super Bowl week. What's it like for you, Dick, being away from it, knowing how everybody is infected with this addiction called football? But for you, of course, you are the master. You are so committed for hundreds of hours every single week. How difficult is it for you right now? Is it nice to have the break?
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't feel any desires to go back, and I don't feel envious of two teams playing the Super Bowl. I've been there, done it, experienced it, and it's nice that other people are getting the same opportunity.
Now let's think about those two people that are having the opportunity, because if there is someone that's held in high respect in terms of their coaching tree, it's you, Tony Dungy, Lovie Smith. An obvious question. Tell me about how you compare these two people, Tony Dungy and Lovie. Both share a certain serenity about them, Dick.
Well, I know Tony. I don't know Lovie Smith. I just know of him. But I know Tony Dungy, known him for a long time, and I think it's time that he wins one. I'm pulling for him to win it. And, he's more than paid his dues, and I just think he's the kind of guy you'd like to see walk out of there with a world championship trophy.
When we come back, Dick, let's talk about how you changed your approach from the first to the second. We talked with Tom Flores on Monday's show about that. And, of course, the famous story of John Matuszak making sure that he was out on Bourbon Street to make sure everybody else was in. When we come back with Dick Vermeil on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Channel 122 in just 1 minute.
You have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Skin Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel has lecithin, lanolin, and beeswax, plus emu oil to penetrate and soften the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next step a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468. This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
What would you do with the extra money if you didn't have a mortgage payment? Secure your retirement? Pay for college? Invest in real estate? Travel? Is your home paid for free and clear? Or do you have a 30, 40, or even 50-year mortgage? Or worse, are you making interest-only payments with no reduction on the debt? If so, you're on a treadmill going nowhere fast. At United First Financial, we have great news. Our average client will pay off their 30-year mortgage in as little as 8 to 11 years, potentially saving thousands in interest. You don't need to refinance your existing mortgage. You don't need to make more money, and there's no need to alter your current lifestyle. Our Money Merge account can help you own your home years sooner, wipe out your debts, and have real financial independence. Our program works with fixed rate, interest only, and even NEGAM loans. This is not a biweekly mortgage program or a debt roll down plan. Again, no refinance of your mortgage is needed. To receive our free DVD, please call 800-300-1096. That's 800-300-1096.
Hi, I'm Nick Geber from Bluff Magazine. Join me and Scott Preston as we bring you 2 hours of talk from the poker circuit. From Doyle Brunson to Daniel Negreanu, Phil Hellmuth and Annie Duke, we chat with the biggest names in the game and give you a chance to talk to your heroes. So tune in to Bluff Poker Radio every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Channel 122. Don't be a donkey, flop the nuts with Bluff Poker Radio.
Yes, I was fired. It happens to most coaches. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to just lie there in the fetal position and whimper?
Welcome back to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite with Dick Vermeil. Dick, tell me, as you look at Tony Dungy, since you feel so familiar with his style as well, the cover two being his signature, that run defense has come through in a way that it did not for the entire season. Bob Sanders is being credited with that. What else are they doing on the run defense that was enabling them to shut down Jamal Lewis, Larry Johnson for, I think, 35 yards, Maroney and Corey Dillon with the Patriots?
Well, they played at home on artificial surface. If you check their numbers, they were much better at home against the run playing on artificial surface than they were on grass. They're also much better pass rushers on artificial surface. That's, I think, the problem they're going to have Sunday's ball game. They're playing on natural grass, and if it's good and firm, it won't hurt them as much, but if it's soggy, a little bit soft, it could hurt them a lot.
So Dwight Freeney, you're saying, may not be as effective if it's a wet surface.
If it's a natural grass, you know, being natural grass, he's not as effective. He is best on artificial surface, and he can bend and make that tight turn, Nick, and get low to the ground, and he maintains his footing with great acceleration. He's a problem in that, but on natural turf, you can't do it as well.
Dick, Cedric Benson was used early in that game two weeks ago. Thomas Jones came in the second quarter, was dominant, carried the ball almost every play on one drive. How good are they, and how likely are they to establish the running game that Chicago needs to take the pressure off of an embattled, if you will, Rex Grossman?
Well, I think they're a very fine running team. I think they're very good. And if the game is close enough where they can keep running and don't have to score a lot of points to win, they'll win the football game. But if they have to keep scoring to stay up with Indianapolis, then they won't win the game. You know, those two offensive tackles, Tate played for me for 3 years, as did the right tackle, Fred Miller. So I know they have two fine tackles. They have an all-pro center. I don't know much about the two guards, so one is an old-timer, but it's a fine offensive line. So I think they can run against anybody if they want to. It's just how many times can you run, and it's all dependent upon how they stop Indianapolis.
Talking with Dick Vermeil, John Tate, a tremendous addition to the Chicago offensive line. Tell us more about that Chicago team and the psychology of the underdog. It seems like, whether it's the BCS game in Florida and how they destroyed Ohio State and other teams, that playing the role of the underdog can sometimes be a big help.
Oh, sure it can. But I think in the Super Bowl, I don't think it's as much a factor. You know, it's a one-game series, and there's no such thing as a team not being mentally prepared to play. You know, no one gains an advantage. No one's playing at home, you know, and there'll probably be more Chicago Bear fans because there are more people in Chicago, you know. But it's still a road game for both teams, and I just think more often than not, the team that makes the fewest mistakes, doesn't turn the ball over, you know, or the team that takes it away, forces the turnover, will win the football game.
But the players are going to follow the lead and the leadership and the serenity, the calm, the poise of their head coach. And Tony Dungy was that kind of leader at halftime when they're down 21-6 against the Patriots. What did that remind you of in your own career, Dick, in terms of that sort of moment of truth at halftime when you're down and you've got to give your guys a sense of belief and confidence that they can come back?
Well, I think it's not so much the demeanor of the coach. It's what he says. A guy can be a fiery, tough, intense guy. Hey, Jimmy Johnson won 3 Super Bowls, right? You know, but he's a totally different personality. It's the credibility he has and what he says that makes a difference. Whether he's calm or excited or intense, yeah, I don't think that makes a bit of difference. Just what he says and how the players interpret what he says and how much they believe in what he says.
Well, if it is defense and it is turnovers, usually in these games, that determines the difference, who would you rather have on your team, a Brian Urlacher or Dwight Freeney?
Well, in this game, I'd probably say Brian Urlacher. Probably say Brian Urlacher. But I'm not an authority on
about him, because there's something unique, though, about a guy like that who returned punts in college, was a wide receiver. Would you use him in this kind of game, the way the history of the Super Bowl has manifested from time to time, whether it was the Fridge or some of the other players who shifted and played some small, limited role because of the importance of the game? They threw out the worry about injuries and put them in?
I don't think so. I mean, in as you know, being around the game all your life, there's very few guys that can make an adjustment to playing a new position in competition, especially as intense as this game will be, just within those few days of preparation.
Well, Coach, let's go into some more specifics about that. What was different about the way you approached that first Super Bowl versus the second one? Tony is putting in, I think it's a 1 a.m. curfew during the week. That's not exactly stringent.
No, it's not. I don't know. See, the big difference was we had 2 weeks to prepare the first time around, and only 1 week. We played our NFC Championship game against Tampa Bay, won the game, and we were on the airplane at 1 o'clock the next day flying to Atlanta for the Super Bowl. And, you know, before we had a week bye, which is a much better way, and it gives the coaches more time, the players time, and everything else. But that's how it was. And I think I was much more confident we were the better team going to second time. I know I put better football players on the plane throughout the roster. You know, we had the best offense in football and a very good defense. You know, the defense never gets very much credit, but they were the number six defense in football and number one against a run. So, you know, they had done a good job. So I put a team on the plane with me that I knew was capable of winning if we just played our normal game.
And you had a Kurt Warner that was, by most standards, extremely inexperienced. Tell us about what Kurt brought to the game and whether you think a Rex Grossman, for all of the criticisms of him, can raise his game or continue to be one that does not make any of those killing mistakes.
Far more talent, far more important to be talented than experienced. You know, Kurt was not experienced in the NFL, but he was experienced playing football, a lot of football. And, you know, and he was the best quarterback in football and may go down as one of the top two or three quarterbacks that ever played a game when it's all said and done. His quarterback efficiency rating is right up there, you know. And I just think that, you know, Grossman, being inexperienced, I think if he just doesn't get him beat and doesn't turn the ball over interception-wise or throw the stupid ball or something like that, that I don't think he'll be the I don't think he'll be the guy that wins the game, but he could be the guy that loses the game. He's the kind of quarterback right now in his career that you win along with. And sometimes you have to win in spite of him.
Coach, there are moments of truth during a season. One of those could arguably be when Lovie Smith was asked again and again when they clinched the title, you know, what's wrong with Rex Grossman? He said, we're 10-2. We won the division. Rex Grossman is our quarterback. He said that many times. How many coaches have that kind of strength of character to not let the media make their own decisions for them?
I think most of them do. I don't know one that doesn't, to be honest with you. You know, and Chicago's a big media, like New York's a big media. But I think they're all coaches have that. You know, and fans and people and management that think that the media determines who plays quarterback, I think they don't know enough about the game. They haven't been around enough, and they don't know their head coach. But I don't know anyone that's ever allowed that to happen.
Tight ends have been an important part of these games. They sometimes create an unexpected edge. You've got Dallas Clark and Desmond Clark both playing big roles for each of their teams. And our friend Mark Schlereth was saying Desmond Clark has an amazing ability to block second and third and fourth people downfield, creating space in the middle. In our last minute here, tell us about how important that is, Coach, in a game like this, or any game, for the tight end to create that space and those mismatches in the middle.
Well, you know, the design of the Indianapolis offense, you know, they're 90% of the time, at least, they're three wide receivers and one tight end. you know, and they, so they have the field stretched horizontally from sideline to sideline, and that opens up and stretches the field inside for Clark, and he is not limited in the kind of pass offense you utilize with him. He can go downfield, he can cross the field, he has good speed, he has great ability to catch the ball in the crowd, and then he's also a tenacious run blocker, as you said. I think if it comes down to how the tight ends are played and how utilized, then you have to say that Indianapolis Colts would have the advantage because this guy has done an amazing job.
Talking with Dick Vermeil. Dick, my prediction is 26-20 in our last 15 seconds. I think you're going with Indy, but tell us the score.
I'm not a predictor of a score. I really don't. You know, I think Indianapolis will beat them because I think the game, both teams will play well enough that it could come down to some superstar making the difference. And if you're going to look for a superstar to make the difference, it's usually easier for the running back to do it than it, I mean, the quarterback to do it than it is a running back or a wide receiver. And it would, you'd have to say that Indianapolis quarterback is capable of being a superstar game day.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate it. Please give my best to your wife and family, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Take care, Nick.
Thank you, sir. Dick Vermeil, one of the greats. When we come back, Jared Bell from USA Today and Seth Joyner on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite. Stay with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24-7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
And struggling to make ends meet?
You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America.
This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could completely be wiped clean.
It's a proven program.
The best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work for you.
Plus, you don't have to pay back a penny of the debt that they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-761-3480. That's 800-761-3480.
You need to have at least $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us. 800-761-3480. Call now. 800-761-3480.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
It's louder than normal because we're at the KFBR Open at the Protégé Sports, Inc. tent. It's an amazing new online teaching tool to directly connect the professional players and coaches to improve your game in whatever sport. And using that same technology, Protégé Sports is launching a program that will benefit underprivileged kids all over the world for a more healthy and athletic lifestyle. Protégé, helping kids play. We're joined by Jared Bell from USA Today. Now, you told me last time, Jared, that you don't like waiting in line for that London broil at all those events. Is that true?
Yeah, man. It goes like that. I went to a media party last night, though, and it wasn't bad on the wait time for food. And food was cool, a little party food.
And is there sort of a who's who of media? In other words, does USA Today get a little bit more entree than some of those smaller media outlets?
No, I think it's pretty wide open when you have a lot of the big events like last night. You know, everybody who's here with the media was invited to that. As the week goes on, though, there are different events that occur, and some of those they send invitations to some people, and other people don't get them. And but that's just kind of how it is with Super Bowl parties in general.
Jared, before we get to the Super Bowl, let's talk about young coaches, because certainly Eric Mangini was a big success. We talked with Tom Flores and Len Dawson on Monday's show, and Tom was a ripe old 41 when he took over and had a great career as coach to a couple Super Bowls with the Raiders. But he's talking about Lane Kiffin, and it seemed very obvious for a guy as diplomatic as Tom Flores that he's saying the biggest problem is there's no general manager like Greg Allen before. There's a major issue with the Raiders in terms of having a general manager with the cojones to stand his ground, with the knowledge of the field itself. That's what's missing there.
Yeah, I mean, the Raiders, they're like a pretty unique situation, when you compare them to any other team in the league, just in how they operate. And Al Davis is still, as hands-on as ever. So that's really what hurt them in terms of trying to attract a more proven candidate. The past few times they've been in this predicament, the past couple times anyway. And Lane Kiffin, hey, he may turn out to be the greatest coach in NFL history, but I don't know if he really kind of exudes that when you see him. At least according to that first press conference that he had, here's a guy who's coming in really green. And, like you said, Eric Mangini did pretty well last year, but it's going to be a whole lot tougher for Lane Kiffin just because the Raiders have a pretty unique situation. But, yeah, Nick, when you look around the league at these hires, youth is in.
Youth is in, but I'll tell you what, that press conference, they will play happy and they will play hard. I asked Tom about that. I said, wouldn't the old Raiders just say they'd play angry, not happy?
Yeah, you know how the Raiders are. I mean, it's kind of like, us against the world. And that's kind of been their mentality. So I tell you what they do need to change, though. They need to probably change some of the results they've had on offense. And that'll be the thing that really determines whether or not he's going to be successful or not, provided that the defense continues to play as well as it did last year.
Let's talk about some specifics about this game, and we're going to have a special surprise guest on, the voice of the Phoenix Suns, in just a second here. But let's talk about Nick Harper, because there are those people that are saying if Nick Harper's high ankle sprain, some like John Clayton say he's 85%, didn't practice yesterday, but if he's not there, don't you think that stout defense the last three games with the Colts has some issues?
Yeah, no question. And I mean, I saw it when they played the Patriots. I mean, they got by and won that game. But you saw the drop-off when Nick Harper wasn't in the game. And, I like Marlon Jackson. He's a guy who had that interception at the end of the game against Tom Brady. And he's a playmaker. He was a first-round pick a couple years ago. I like him, and he would be the guy who would start. But what happens, where I saw the biggest drop-off, though, wasn't with Marlon Jackson in the game. It was when they went to their nickel package. And when they go to their nickel package, Nick, they put Marlon Jackson back where he's been playing in the slot. That's where he got that interception from, was playing nickel in the slot. Okay, and then they put Kelvin Hayden at the corner. And that's where I saw the problem. So the problem isn't with Marlon Jackson in the base defense. It's with Kelvin Hayden going to that corner spot in the nickel, and they got to get that together. And the other thing too to know about Nick Harper is that He was really playing very physical. I mean, he's a smaller guy, like a lot of the Colts defenders are, but he was really tackling very well during this playoff run and really supporting the run defense. I mean, you know, they've got to have a lot of guys swarming to the ball and that sort of thing. Well, Nick Harper was playing some good run defense in the playoffs. So Marlon Jackson can do the same thing, but again, once they go to – and Marlon Jackson's bigger, too, than Nick Harper. But once they go to the nickel, it's different.
Let's talk about how you see this game playing out, because the Chiefs thought we're going to run against the Colts, and they basically just said we're going to line up and run and run and run. But play action is pretty important as well. How do you see this game starting off?
Yeah, you know, it's so difficult to predict sometimes. You know, I think it could be a close game, and I think the thing that the Bears offer is they've got some versatility in the ways they can produce points. I mean, it's not just on Rex Grossman and the offense. They've got Devin Hester, who's going to have a huge impact in this game one way or the other. Even if he doesn't have any returns and they're trying to kick the ball away and they shank some punts or whatever, you know, Devin Hester is a factor in this thing. And then the Bears' defense and their propensity to take the ball away can give you field position or points as well. So I think that's what can equalize it for the Chicago Bears, at least to really give them a chance to win this game. I don't think they're going to win. I still think it's a Colts game, and I think the difference will be Peyton Manning versus Rex Grossman at quarterback.
And it could be, again, the same kind of scenario going down the stretch there, and obviously you give your edge to Peyton Manning, but what about the role of the underdog? Every single major championship, the BCS being the most salient recently, the underdog pounds the so-called favorite.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're going to see that, but I guess anything's possible. I mean, you talked about the running game that Kansas City thought it was really going to put them over the top against Indianapolis. Well, Chicago has a different type of running game. It's power rushing, but they've got two guys, so it doesn't have to just be one guy that can change it up. And then, you know, their offense is pretty versatile, too. You know, they've got Bernard Berrien, a speed receiver, Moose Muhammad, a great possession guy, big receiver. So they've got a lot of different ways they can attack, and I think that'll help them. But I just know it's going to be a whole lot for them to keep up with Indianapolis' offense, even with that great Bears defense. I don't think that, especially without Tommy Harris there and Mike Brown, the two injured, you know, Pro Bowlers for the Bears, I think the Colts offense can dictate some things.
Let's talk about some heroes on that Chicago defensive line. Then we're going to go to Tim Kenton on the NBA beat for a little bit here, and we'll let you go back to that food line and all those wonderful parties. And
no, we got work, buddy. That's the thing. I mean,
all the babies. You're not working there.
Yeah,
you're
okay. All right, you, man. You know, don't disrespect me. No,
I'm kidding.
That's what this is about for me, okay?
No, seriously, you're running some good stuff, and I appreciate it. But listen, Mark Anderson, Tank Johnson, those guys are going to have to step it up now, aren't they?
Yeah, and like I say, that's where they're really going to miss, you know, Tommy Harris, because a lot of people really underestimate guys like him, you know, guys in the middle of the defensive line who get pressure. And, you know, the best type of pressure you can get on a quarterback, including Peyton Manning, is right in his face up the middle. So can Tank Johnson and Mark Anderson, who's been pretty good for a rookie, I mean, he's been putting up some big sacks. But, yeah, they're going to have to have their A games. And remember, the Colts allow the fewest sacks in the NFL during the regular season, partly because their offensive line, which has been together for a long time, but also partly because Peyton Manning is the type of quarterback who doesn't take sacks. He gets rid of the ball. And I think for Indianapolis to win and for Peyton to have the type of game that he's capable of, he's going to have to move out of that pocket sometimes, you know. And I think if you looked at him, Nick, and you say what's improved with Peyton Manning, is a number of things. One being that he's managing the game well, you know, calling the plays that work. He's playing with a lot more poise, at least he has during the playoffs, even though the numbers weren't great in the first couple of games. But the other thing from a physical standpoint, Nick, Peyton Manning is throwing on the run better than I've ever seen. You know, the old thing was get him out of his comfort zone and he falls apart. Well, I think he's gone back and really worked on that aspect of his game, because I've seen him make a number of huge throws throughout the season when he was flushed out of the pocket and had to, you know, throw from the run. And I think he's going to probably have to do a little bit of that on Sunday, too.
Well, thanks for joining us. Final prediction. Which team, based on what you witnessed so far this week, is more relaxed and mentally in the right frame of mind to win?
Oh, I haven't really seen much of a difference between either one. You know, I think the Colts are a little more suited for this environment, and a lot of it goes to Peyton Manning because he's the field general, and, you know, he's experienced. I mean, these Colts, even though they haven't been to the Super Bowl, they've been in a ton of big games over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. So I think that might give them a little bit of an edge, but it's so slight that, you know, I think you got to look at maybe the difference is the quarterback.
Well, that's Jared Bell. Buddy, what are we going to be looking for in terms of features for you the next couple of days?
Oh, we'll have something. You got to buy the paper, pal.
All right, well, stay tuned. Check out Jared Bell on USA Today, one of the best writers, along with my friend Larry Weissman. But thanks, Jared, so much, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay, Nick, have a good one, man.
You're a good man. When we come back, Tim Kempton, 8-year NBA star, the color man for the Phoenix Suns. We're going to talk about the upcoming games that are going to be, to me, the first moment of truth for this team. They've beaten the East. Now can they beat the best in the West? You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite.
How would you like to make a full-time income working from home? Now you can with the proven work-from-home system at homebiz47.com. That's homebiz, the number 47.com. Order your free work-at-home training package today. See how you could spend more time with your family and earn more income than you ever imagined.
Life is absolutely amazing now. I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income. My husband will be retiring. I have corporate America in a few short months at the age of 36 and be coming home to work with me full-time. And our daughter will have both parents at home, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Order your free work-at-home training package and free DVD by logging on to homebiz47.com. Shipping is not included. Change your life. Log on to homebiz, the number 47.com. That's homebiz47.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in the ability to grow. Being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure, and it'll be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches. Expand quickly and save money.
Call the General right now for your free estimate. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. And learn about our $20,000 rebate offer. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
When other people say, sorry, sold out, Tickets Now says, where would you like to sit? From the 50-yard line to orchestra seats to courtside, Tickets Now has the best seats for the biggest events. Go to TicketsNow.com today and select from the largest selection of premium seats for every major sports, concert, or theater event in North America. Available now at TicketsNow.com. That's TicketsNow.com.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a 7-game series once you get in that in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
With the Protégé Sports booth here at the FBR Open, the most popular golf tournament in the world. Protege Sports, an amazing new online technology. It's a teaching tool to directly link the user with the top professional players and coaches in the world in every single sport. Go to protegesportsinc.com. A guy that you might want to listen to in terms of basketball is Tim Kempton. Eight years in the NBA, now having some fun watching probably the most fun to watch team in the NBA.
Well, Nick, you hit it on the head. I mean, we travel around the league broadcasting the games, and that's the first thing the other broadcasters say to us is, you know, you guys just have to be enjoying life. Most fun team to watch night in and night out. And we're not only publicizing that, but that's what everybody else around the league is concurring with.
We had Charles on the show yesterday, and, of course, Charles being the unopinionated person said that a team that dies by the sword, or lives by the sword, that the jump shot is going to die by it. You need defensive rebounding. Give us your counter to that in terms of what Charles is saying, that how the rebounding and defense of this team will be good enough to win in the playoffs when it's so much more important.
Well, Nick, first of all, this team isn't, it doesn't die and live by the jump shot by one guy. So one guy may be off on a certain night, but all six or seven guys aren't. So the depth of their jump shooters, first of all, you know, kills that fallacy. Right now they're shooting at over 50% from the field. They're shooting over 40% from three-point line.
Which is unbelievable.
No, never been done before. You know, and then they shoot over 80% from the line. There's just so many weapons on that team. So that's why I disagree with Charles in that point. And right now we're missing Kurt Thomas. Their defense has gotten better. They're very good. They're the toughest defense shooting from the three-point line. They got Steve Nash, Roger Bell, Kurt Thomas taking charges if you're going to try and attack the basket. And the best statistic I like right now, Nick, is the point differential. Yes, they score a lot of points, but they're the best team in point differential in the NBA. They beat teams consistently by 9 points or better. Even the second best one is San Antonio at 7, and they don't even score 100 points a game.
Talking with Tim Kempton, the color man for the Phoenix Suns. Tim, the other thing that Charles was saying is against San Antonio, against Utah, against Dallas, against Denver, this team has been terrible, but that was earlier. What's the difference? Because, you know, it's one thing for somebody to say that it's Boris Diaw playing 20 pounds overweight, but it's more about how much better they're playing. What specifically are they doing now?
Well, I agree with them. You know, first of all, you do have to beat those teams. And the Suns were terrible when they played those guys early in the year. And the nice thing about it is our upcoming four games, San Antonio, Utah, and Denver, two of them are home. Denver's on the road with all their players there. So this is going to be a great time to see it because the Suns are playing well right now. They're in their rhythm. You have to remember, they've spent a wacky preseason going to Europe. They came back. They didn't have their regular preparation time. Those first five, six games where they went 1-5 was their preseason. Since then, they've been phenomenal.
What's your prediction in terms of how they do against the top teams the next week?
Oh, I think they'll win all three of them. First of all, we've had some rest coming back off the road. San Antonio's the first one. Utah's a little dinged up with Carlos Boozer and Andre Kirilenko. And then going into Denver against AI and Carmelo Anthony, these guys will be ready for those three games.
That's a lot of fun to watch those guys play all at once. Final question, who's your pick in the Super Bowl?
Indianapolis Colts. I'm a Peyton Manning guy. I think, you know, I like their style. Very similar to the Suns. They're an offensive team. They're going to put up a lot of points. The Bears got a pretty good defense, but not good enough to stop that offense.
Andrew Lombard, the CEO of Protege Sports, who's a Bears fan, is very upset. But, Tim, thank you for joining us, brother. I appreciate it. Now we're going to switch to a subject that some of you may think about from time to time, but you don't hear about. We're joined by Mike Kennedy, the chairman, and Deb Wardrop, and maybe Bob Sullivan, the president of the Super Bowl committee, who are down there in Miami getting ready for the not only what's going on there this year, but of course learning about what it's going to take for the supreme undertaking in Phoenix in 2008. Mike and Deb, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing fine.
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. I remember one statistic from the 1981, I believe that was, Detroit Super Bowl, that enough liquor was spent on the press party with the commissioner to have paid for the entire artificial turf field at Detroit. And I have a feeling 25 years later, it's that much more.
Putting
you on the spot.
Nick, you would remember something like that.
Yeah, well, I figured that everybody has fun, and Jared Bell got a little bit personal there because I was telling him that, you know, I knew that he was there having some fun. The reality is the media are there to do their work, but you are going to need up to 10,000 volunteers. You're going to have to raise $15 million to fulfill your obligations. Tell us just how big an undertaking is this.
Well, it's been, at least on the fundraising side, that's occupied most of our efforts over the course of the last 2 years. We're pretty close to our goal, and we're going to go on the clock here next week and turn to things like recruiting volunteers and getting more in an operational phase.
Well, tell us how much you've learned, Mike and Deb, from the BCS Championships and some of the other major events here. This is such a big deal. What is different about a bowl game in college, no matter how big it is, and the Super Bowl?
Well, that's a great question. You know, the college bowls allow us to see what's going on relative to certainly what we did with the Fiesta Bowl and the BCS. It was a great opportunity to see how the stadium works. There are a lot of differences, however, in that the NFL comes in and uses a template that is really different. One of those is, of course, the volunteer situation. The Fiesta Bowl has a group of people that work year after year after year. We will be recruiting volunteers that are a one-time situation, and those volunteers are going to not just be working they really won't be working inside the stadium on game day, but rather they're working the weekend before for NFL experience. They'll be working out at the airport and all through the valley. And we're starting that recruiting effort actually in April with a big splash.
You know, I'm here at the FBR Open. I know there got to be some logistical challenges. You got, hopefully, a synergy there with all these other people that are going to be here for the golf. What are you going to do to cooperate or work together with the FBR people to make it an even more fun event for all, both the golf and the football fans?
Well, we've already, Nick, joined forces with the Thunderbirds, and, of course, the FBR Open is a great event that showcases Arizona. We think it's the key to having folks come to Super Bowl 42, not just for the traditional 4 days, but we're going to invite people to come for the game and stay for the week and partake of the FBR Open.
Tell us what the Thunderbirds are for those people in New York and Florida and around the country that don't know about the Thunderbirds. They certainly are the role models, in my view, of how community leaders can truly raise not just hundreds of thousands of dollars, but millions of dollars and have a major impact in the social quality of life in a city.
Actually, I think last year the FBR Open moved into first place among all the PGA events in terms of dollars generated for charity, and I think they were at $6.8 million.
$6.8 million. Well, let's talk about your experience, Mike. You're the chairman, Deb's the CEO. You both have a lot of work in front of you as the people that run the host committee for the 2008 Super Bowl. Mike, you were there in the Super Bowl 30 in Tempe, and by the way, that's the reason that I moved to Phoenix. I was here for a couple appearances when I was playing for the New York Jets, and I loved it so much I kept thinking, let's see now. In the wintertime, Long Island, as nice as it might be, Scottsdale. Long Island, Scottsdale. So I've been here ever since, and my experience with that Super Bowl was part of it. Mike, what did you learn from Super Bowl 30 that you're applying this time around?
Well, it was a great success in 1996, as you just alluded to, and certainly exposed the valley to the world. The clear message that we had after that, though, from the NFL, who was very appreciative and recognized that the state did a great job, but the message was without a stadium, they probably wouldn't come back. So the primary difference between now and 1996 is University of Phoenix Stadium and the efforts by the Bidwell family and the Cardinals to bring that stadium online. And I think some of the things that we learned that will apply again this time is involving the entire state. This is a statewide initiative, statewide effort, and we have some ideas in store that we're going to unleash next week as to how to make it a statewide effort and as I said, go on the clock with for Super Bowl 42.
And, you know, and people may not realize this, Deb, before you, I just wanted to get a plug in also, and we'll get some good things tomorrow in about the Chicago Bears, but the reality is Phoenix is close to passing Chicago in the television market in the next few years, and I want people to realize that Phoenix is truly becoming one of the major cities in this country, whether it's the FBR Open, whether it's the Super Bowl, whether it's the BCS, they're all coming here. Deb, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Well, just to point out how much this is a statewide effort, we have represented in our booth here in the media center, Tucson, for example. Maybe people don't know, but Tucson is 2 hours south of Phoenix, and Tucson is here with us, represented in the booth, along with the Arizona Office of Tourism and the Arizona Department of Commerce and most of our other major convention and visitors bureaus. So we really are reaching out to the entire state to help people understand. And it's the first time, really, that this is a statewide effort, not just a regional effort.
That's Deb Wardrobe, the CEO, and we're talking also with Mike Kennedy, the chairman of the 2008 Phoenix Super Bowl Committee. What are you learning about South Beach? What's new there this year?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is that the NFL experience is actually inside of the perimeter. It's been close by in the past, but it's actually inside the perimeter next to the stadium. And a couple of the concerts are going to be in there as well, including the Pepsi Smash concert on Thursday and Friday night. So there's a big focus on bringing that all together, which will be, assuming it's a very big success, which we think it will be, is the same thing that we're going to do next year in Glendale.
Deb, tell us, before we get to Mike, tell us what is the most important party, or what freedom do you have to create your own special parties along with those signature events like the Commissioner's Party?
Well, we're doing a couple. We're planning to do what we're calling a celebration event, which will be for the kickoff of what we're doing next year. It will happen on Monday night, the week of Super Bowl. We're also planning to do quite a few events. One that we're doing, it will be a statewide event that will run for the entire year of Super Bowl, starting our first official one will be, I think, on February 24th, that will be all of the 42 cities in the state of Arizona will be participating with a game ball going to all of those cities throughout the state. Some pretty exciting activity with this game ball going all over the state and ending up with about this time next year kicking off a major event next February with Super Bowl 42.
One last thing I'd like to ask Mike is, can we work together to do more to bring the older players? We're going to talk with Jerry Kramer and Willie Davis, two Green Bay Packer Hall of Famers, about that tomorrow's show, Mike. What can we do next year to bring in more of the star older players and involve them in this event as well?
No, I don't know that we have any special plans for that, Nick. I think it's certainly a worthy objective. I think that we are going to reach out, and of course, in Arizona, one of the guys we'll reach out with is Larry Wilson from Hall of Famer Larry
sure.
Wilson from the Cardinals, and Debbie's been working on something that.
We're actually working with Bob Reed as well, and we've met with him and.
Well, listen, we're gonna let you go. For some reason, your line cut off. But Debbie Wardrobe, really appreciate CEO, and Mike Kennedy. We'll have you on again in a month or two and talk about how important this is to a city and what a difference it can make to making a city take it to the next level, the Super Bowl of cities, if you will. Thank you, Mike Kennedy. Deb Wardrobe,
right.
We'll be right back with final thoughts. Appreciate it. On Head Games Radio and Sirius Satellite. Stay with us.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-50-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-50-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-50-GO-WIN. Call now.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, because chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. Here's the number, 1-800-471-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free, and there's no obligation. Call Matrix Direct now, 1-800-471-TERM, 1-800-471-TERM. That's 1-800-471-TERM. Call now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24/7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Welcome back. We want to thank Coach Dick Vermeil, two-time Super Bowl champion. Yesterday we had Charles Barkley and Dan Reeves. We've been very fortunate to have great people on the show this week. Jared Bell from USA Today, Suns color man Tim Kempton, who says that the Suns, contrary to Charles' remarks, will win the next three big games against those better opponents from the West. And we want to thank Mike and Kennedy and Deb Wardrobe from the 2008 Phoenix Super Bowl committee. Tomorrow, Jerry Kramer, who wrote the most popular sports book of all time, Instant Replay, with Dick Schaap, my good friend Dick Schaap, and Willie Davis, a Hall of Famer himself, on the Gridiron Greats Fund, which is being created to support former players who are being forgotten, and I mean forgotten, in a time of greed, apparently, for the NFL, as well as greatness. I hope the NFL, with the great leadership that it has, can remember and take a step to support former players who made the game so great. And Seth Joyner, all-pro player himself, Goose Goslin, regular NFL correspondent for the Dallas Morning News, and Gary McCord, our good friend Gary McCord. We're going to talk about Protégé Sports. Remember, ProtégéSports.inc, helping kids play, using this fantastic technology to link kids and adults with the top pros in any sport. We're going to make sure that underprivileged kids are helped with a more healthy and athletic lifestyle. Go to ProtégéSportsInc.com. Protégé Sports, an amazing new online technology tool that links the user directly with the top pros and coaches in sport in the world. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on Head Games Radio. Go to HeadGamesRadio.com. That's HeadGamesRadio.com to listen to all the highlights. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow.